Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, people? This is Beyond the Airwaves, and I am Chaos. With me is our oddball extreme, Mr.
What's up?
And we've also got our elder stateswoman, Miss Janet.
Hello, people. God missed you.
And we also have a special guest tonight. Mr. MKTV himself.
Hello, everybody.
And we're also waiting for Bill. So, you know, he's going to be in too tonight.
Mm-hmm. Well, kind of.
It's going to be a nice room.
Yeah, it's kind of a last-minute deal here. So, yeah.
Yeah, we kind of dropped this one on Mr. MK, so sorry, MK, but figured you'd want to be in on this one.
It's all good. I'm doing what I can.
Yeah, no problem. And we apologize for any background noise. MK's kind of moving around, and he's kind of our...
Yes.
He's our mover tonight.
And a quick plug, I'm doing a cross-country trip in the month of April to promote MKTV. So one of the things that I'm doing right now is be mobile. So there you go.
Yep.
You
know. All right. So
well, that's one way to get the word out, huh?
Yep. Since last week we decided to do a show pretty much dogging on cops who are bad, and trust me, since then, I've seen plenty of bad cop stories, but I'm not bringing those up.
Mm-hmm.
We were asked specifically by Mr. MK himself to do the opposite. So we figured, why not? Let's do it.
And
Bill, we're going to go
and
opposite.
And Bill just came in.
Yay!
Yep, I'm here.
So we're talking about
tonight,
the good cops today, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Tonight's good cop day. And, you know, for every bad cop, there's plenty of good cops. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. That's all right.
But,
you
know,
the other way around.
They go.
For every good cop, there's two or more bad cops.
Not entirely true. I'd venture to say there's more good cops than bad cops, but the bad cops get more press because they are bad.
Right, that's it.
But tonight we're going to cover the good cops today.
Mm-hmm.
And for first story we got, and this is back in, this is actually, hold on, this is actually today.
Oh,
this is actually fresh news from Staten Island, New York. This in New York today, a dove was lost in the town. So I'm going to read this directly by Lenny Okelson of Arden Heights. When I got home this evening, my wife informed me that there was a beautiful, large, domesticated dove on our sun deck for the entire day. Evidently, it belonged to someone and must have flown away. Being concerned that this beautiful bird would freeze to death this evening, I called animal control, but they were closed. I called our precinct and talked with a police officer, Vidala, and explained that this was a beautiful domesticated exotic dove and would certainly freeze to death if not rescued. She told me she would see if there was an officer available, and she would ask them to come over. After waiting an hour, I assumed no one would be coming. I tried to get the dove into a box, and it flew into my neighbor's roof. Shortly thereafter, Sergeant, and I'm not even going to try and pronounce that name, I'm sorry, Beterycz. And police officer Mule came to my home, even though I told them that there was no way they would be able to get the bird, which was now on my neighbor's roof. They insisted on trying to save this beautiful bird's life. They were able to use a long-handled net and were able to capture the bird and put it in a box so that they could bring it to a bird sanctuary. Let me tell you, what they did was miraculous, and I cannot thank them enough for this incredibly dangerous rescue. My wife and I love animals, and the two officers really did an amazing job. Now, I know this is not a this is only a bird, but it does belong to someone who loved it, and I hope they will be able to be reunited in the future. And this is a direct note from to the priest saying, Dear Captain Harrington, on behalf of 750 homeowners of Village Green Residents Association, I would like to welcome you to the 123rd and wish you the best of luck in the new captain of One Chief 123rd. Basically, they're welcoming a new captain in. So, I mean, that's pretty cool, isn't it, you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. So, cop saves a bird's life. So,
mm-hmm. All sorts of amazing things, man.
Yeah, I know. It's, like I said, it's just that people, the bad cops get more press because what they do is bad, and most everyone is interested in the bad of society.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something real quick. What I've noticed from what I do as an advocate for Missing Kids TV is that most people tend to not notice these types of things unless it affects them directly, okay? Most people don't care about missing kids. They don't care about fugitives, about Earth, anything like that, unless their own child goes missing, for the most part, okay? Mm-hmm. Or unless they get, like, pulled over by a cop or something, you know? I mean, then cops are like, oh, my God, they pulled me over. Why did they do that? You know, da-da-da-da-da, you know? And then they get this thought in their head that all cops are bad all the time, and that's not the case. But at the same token, you know, if you get stranded out in the middle of nowhere in the middle of the winter or something, and a cop comes and, you know, jump starts your car, well, then you get this thing in your head that the cops are the greatest things on earth. You know what I'm saying? It all depends on your own personal experiences, really.
Right.
You know, I've known plenty of people that have gotten screwed over by cops, so my personal experiences have been more negative than positive. But that doesn't mean I don't respect them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have my reasons personally for disliking a lot of police, especially in my local area. Does that mean all cops are bad? No. I'll admit, I have a little bit of prejudice. I'll openly admit that. But I have it for my own reasons. Well,
right. And me, I'll be honest, I got pulled over by a cop. I was issued a ticket, but I didn't argue with him or anything. It was like, okay, he pulled me over, he got fair and square. Why bother arguing with it? Just get a ticket, be on your way. You'll get a chance to pay the ticket, be on the way. Because it's like, you know, he caught me fair and square. I didn't argue with him or anything, and he, you know, it's like, he's just doing his job.
Yep. Well, another from San Diego, This one's from San Diego, you guys. And this is Officer Henwood of the San Diego Police Department. Before he got killed, and we're talking he was shot and killed moments after this happened. Okay. So when I say he's gone, I mean it. He was at McDonald's, and a kid was like a dime short for buying a cookie. And the Officer Henwood bought the cookie straight out for this kid. Kid told the officer that he wanted to be an NBA star. So after the family found out that Officer Henwood had been killed because of a stupid situation, right after he bought this kid's meal, the kid has made him his personal role model. And this kid is wanting to go to be an NBA star. So the Officer Henwood told the kid that he has to work hard to be an NBA star. Literally, when we're talking about right after, the camera in the McDonald's shows Officer Henwood and this kid in the McDonald's at 5:27 p.m. That's when Officer Henwood is walking outside. He was shot shortly after 5:30.
Ooh.
That's kind of crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know specifically the case that you're talking about. We've posted it up on MKTV in the past. I know specifically that specific case.
And it brings into perspective how much, you know, some cops do actually change lives. A lot of cops do.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just crazy to think about that literally minutes after this guy inspired this child, he's dead.
You never know. You never know when it'll be your time, man. But you know, during the course of America's Most Wanted run, they oftentimes did a all-star special or whatever. They used to grant $10,000 check from Sprint Mobile. Used to pay $10,000 to the people that were the public voted as the all-star of the year. And many cops and firemen and stuff like that were up for the honors every year. Now,
I remember that.
Now, John Walsh himself has tweeted that he's working on a new project with CNN and that there's going to be some sort of a new America's Most Wanted-related show coming up in the future. We don't know exactly what it is or what it's called or when it's coming out, but on John Walsh's Twitter, he said that he's got a project coming. So, you know, keep your fingers crossed. You know, maybe we'll catch some more bad guys.
I have to agree. I mean, yeah, like I said before, my personal experience with cops may be bad, but I've also met some awesome people, awesome police officers, you know, some really stand-up people. So, you know, there's the good, there's the bad.
Right.
It's like yin and yang, man. It's like karma and stuff, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. I was doing a little looking up, you know, for a totally different page I managed, and I discovered something really interesting. Everybody knows Kevin Conroy. He's been the voice of Batman for the past 20-plus years, right?
Right.
Well, I found something interesting. I found this on Wikipedia. After the September 11th, 2001 attacks in New York City, Conroy himself participated in relief efforts by volunteering to do cooking duties for officers and firefighters. And here's the fun part. During an audio commentary on the Batman Gotham Knight movie DVD, Conroy expressed his surprise at the reaction of the emergency service workers to his friend. At the behest of another cook, Conroy called out from the kitchen to the dining area in his Batman voice, reciting the iconic line, "I am vengeance. I am the knight. I am Batman." This was greeted by cheers and applause from many emergency service personnel, many of whom had been fans of Batman the Animated Series during the 90s. And Conroy confessed to being humbled and deeply flattered by the reaction.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I've got another story from Richmond. I'm going to actually look up the date. But it was posted on February 11th, 2014, and updated on the 12th. So pretty recent. Not like groundbreakingly recent, but pretty recent. If you remember in Richmond, Virginia, there was a lot of snow around that time frame. So this is a cold time for them. And in Richmond, a Richmond police officer assisted a citizen in a wheelchair because he was using one of those power wheelchairs. The battery ran out.
Ran
out while he was stuck outside. So he called for law enforcement to help out. Officers saw that he could not move. Like, literally could not move at all. And he came and pushed the guy 3 blocks in the bitter cold, mind you, in the very cold weather that they had there. Bitter for that area. If they want bitter, come up to Iowa. But seriously, they pushed him all the way to where he got GRTC, Greater Richmond Transportation Company or something like that, to pick the citizen up. The actions that followed are earning the officer high praise, though. A college student, okay, took a picture of him doing the pushing. I guess afterwards, helped the man get on the bus, and then followed the bus to the man's home near 21st and Q Street, and then helped him get into his home.
That's up and above and beyond the Call of Duty.
That is way above and beyond the Call of Duty. He literally took time out of his job to make sure this man got home safe. This man who had no one. What'd you say?
I said that's called going above and beyond.
Hey, Mike. No, but seriously, this is a story that makes me happy. That some cops are really awesome. You know, because there are some cops that wouldn't have even done that. Wouldn't have even cared. But then this cop goes and takes him 3 blocks to the bus station, then follows the bus, and then goes another 2 blocks with him. You don't see that. You don't see that every day. So, I gotta say, Officer Jordan Clark of the 1st Precinct in Richmond, Virginia, we salute you.
There you go.
We salute you. Gosh. I know that this is a little bit late, but, you know, wow. I'm sorry, but holy.
All right, I want to try an experiment real quick. You think we got time to try something real quick?
You got 10 minutes. Go for it.
Okay, I got a little bit of a story, and I'm going to see if this comes to fruition here, okay? We're talking about good cops, and we're talking about bad cops. Now, why don't we talk about a good cop that turned bad, okay? Now, what I want you guys to do, okay, I can briefly tell the story, okay? As a good cop, had a double life, he was married, and ended up cheating on the woman with this other lady. The other lady had an 8-year-old daughter, ended up doing some nasty things with the 8-year-old daughter, and is currently on the run. This guy's name is Dan Hiers, H-I-E-R-S. What I want everybody that's listening to this program to do, so I want you to Google this guy. Dan Hiers, H-I-E-R-S. He's currently a wanted fugitive. If you think you know where this guy is, send a tip in, use the forums. Toto, tell them a little bit about the forums and where they can give a tip.
Yeah, we'll definitely accept tips on our forum post. We will be doing a forum post on this episode. I know we've slipped a little bit. I'm sorry. Last week was a hell week for me because I've been under the weather. So I want to apologize to our fans for the lack of posts on the forums. If you have any tips on this story, definitely. We're going to have a forum post up specifically for this article. And I want everyone to please, if you have any tips, please let us know. Mm-hmm. We'll pass them on to MK here, and we'll get them to him so that he can definitely let us get the right people involved.
And up on MKTV, I posted at least one fugitive or missing person every single solitary day on MKTV. You can find that at www.facebook.com/missingkidsTV. We have a new case up there every single day at 1 o'clock in the morning, so that it's there 23 hours a day. You can, you know, leave a tip, leave a message, share it on your Facebook page with your friends, tweet it, you know, get it going viral, help save lives, help make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. Thank you for doing that.
Absolutely. That's what I do.
But yeah. I definitely want people to understand that we're not trying to push you guys to do something you may not be comfortable with, but we definitely,
right.
If you know anything about any bad stories we put up on our, when we're talking, anything at all, let us know on our forum post. If you have any tips, we'll get them to the right people.
Yeah, you never know what might just be the one thing that breaks the case wide open. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
I get two quick stories. I mentioned this on one of my last episodes on Beyond the Airwaves, that I put up a case and we got 63 tips. 63 tips we got to a case that we put up on MKTV recently. And recently, within like the last couple days, I put up a case for like, I want to say like 3 minutes by accident. We released some information that we actually weren't supposed to release. And so we took the post down. But in the 3 minutes that post was up, somebody in Mexico identified a suspect that was an unknown suspect. And we now have a name for the fugitive that we put up. You'll get more information about that specific case on April 9th. On Missing Kids TV.
Yep.
So there you go.
So
it's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
you were going to say something, Shirley?
No, I just agree with him because he's right. You never know when that one tip can make all the difference.
Yep. So, we're getting down to nitty-gritty time. We're about 4 minutes
out.
What do we got
coming up in the next couple episodes here?
Tomorrow.
Wednesday,
go ahead. Okay, let me explain this. Yesterday, me and Shirley ran a private episode and interviewed a lady named Kimura. She's a cosplayer in the Midwest area, and really good cosplayer, plus size cosplayer, bunch of our stuff. We ran an interview yesterday on a private episode so that we could do it easily, not to try and hide stuff. But we're going to upload that and run it tomorrow so that you guys can hear it, which means
Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, Wednesday. Sorry.
No, Tuesday.
Hey, I'm fast-forwarding my brain. Excuse me. Anyway, so she's going to be on Wednesday. So you guys, I'm sorry you can't ask her directly any questions, but I'm sure we covered a lot of good questions for you guys. We're also going to let you guys know that she does have a website that she is doing, and it is kbcosplay.weebly.com. So definitely check that out. Friday, I don't think we got anything scheduled, do we?
Well, I'll put it this way. We're down to the last four teams in the Final Four. And Chaos, I am so sorry about Iowa State.
My Duke is out of it. I had Duke taking it all, and Duke's out of it, so,
yeah. I had Louisville win all night, and they're out of it. In fact, Florida's the only number one seed to survive.
I hate to be rude, but I've got a grip.
So, I mean, you guys, make sure to pay attention to our like pages. I know lately, because of my sickness,
I got an idea. Are you going to be checking out WrestleMania?
Oh, that's right.
I will be watching.
Sick.
How about Monday we do a WrestleMania recap?
That would work.
Yeah. Actually, that could take up two episodes easily.
Yeah.
Because WrestleMania is on Sunday, April 6th, so how about the 7th? Maybe
that's
we
true.
Do a little wrestling.
Okay.
I'm not a big fan of wrestling, mind you, but I think it's
a good idea.
The 7th and the 9th, because remember, WrestleMania is the biggest event of the year.
Right. And if it weren't Pete, and darn if it weren't Pete's season right now at my job, I mean, I'm not that far away from New Orleans.
Well, it's either going to be the greatest event of the year or it's going to be the biggest bathroom break of the year, one of the two. You know?
A good way to put it.
It is. That's how it's setting up. It's either going to be Daniel Bryan wins and it's going to be an epic night, or Triple H wins and we're going to have the COO be champ. Anyway, we're down to less than 60 seconds left, so, you know, be on the airwaves.weebly.com. Visit us. We're on our page, so don't be afraid to go check us out, follow us, listen in, and we'll see you Wednesday. Well, we won't directly see you Wednesday, but you will see us Wednesday.
Right.
See y'all later.
All right, let's get out of here.